Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1830, Sleep and Weight Loss, Part 2 by Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And always with permission from the sites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1829. But if you're all caught up, let's keep this intro nice and short and jump right in, hear part 2, and continue optimizing your life. Sleep and Weight Loss, Part 2. By Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. Sleep deprivation weight gain. It makes you hungrier. Hormones play a crucial role in leveling out hunger levels. That's what connects sleep deprivation and weight gain. This is not what we want. We want sleep and weight loss. If it's been a while since your last meal, your body will start producing ghrelin, so you feel hungry and want to eat. And as your stomach starts to fill up, your body starts producing leptin, so you feel like you've had enough and wanted to stop. And this was according to a study in PLOS Medicine. But these hormones can get thrown out of whack when you don't get enough sleep. Research has found that those who typically get just 5 hours of sleep produce significantly more ghrelin, the appetite-stimulating hormone, and significantly less leptin, the satiety hormone, compared to those who snooze for 8 hours. That's a combination that can cause you to eat more than you usually would. Dave Manuel, certified lifestyle mentor and executive performance coach, states, quote, "There is a lot more to sleep deprivation than a few late nights. If you are not achieving an adequate amount of sleep for prolonged periods, it puts a serious strain on the body and can cause life-threatening conditions, and in some cases, significantly increase mortality risks compared to those that achieve the recommended hours per night," end quote. It can also make you crave unhealthy food. Running low on sleep doesn't just make you want to eat more. Often, it makes you want to eat more junk. In one study published in the journal Sleep, subjects reported feeling hungrier and had a stronger desire to eat when they were short on sleep, and they were significantly less able to control the impulse to scarf down low-nutrition snack foods like cookies and chips. Researchers suspect that's because sleep deprivation boosts chemical signals in the brain that make food pleasurable and rewarding. So when you're tired, your favorite snacks seem to taste even more delicious than usual, and you're more likely to gobble them up, even if you aren't hungry. 3. How much sleep do you need for weight loss? Skimping on sleep clouds your ability to make healthy choices, ramps up hunger and cravings, and messes with the way that your body processes energy from food. Add it all up, and it's no wonder that sleep and weight loss so strongly affect your efforts. So, how much sleep do you need to keep the number on the scale in check? In general, adults should aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. This is according to the National Sleep Foundation. That's the amount that seems to reduce the risk of becoming overweight or obese, but it's also the amount that appears to promote better health overall. Getting enough sleep can also help boost your mood, support a healthy immune system, and even help you live longer. Dr. Rachel Carlton Abrams states, quote, "Just as important as the calming effects of sleep on your inflammatory and immune systems is the mood that you live within while awake," end quote. One important thing to keep in mind is you won't reap more weight benefits by sleeping longer. Spending too much time in bed could backfire. Studies are showing that regularly getting more than 9 hours of sleep could be just as bad for your weight as not sleeping enough. So don't try to be an overachiever. More is not necessarily always better. 4. Sleep and weight loss tips. Quote, "Without periods of deep relaxation, our bodies cannot properly maintain and repair themselves, which leads to worsening truncal obesity, more insulin resistance, and declining health. Some things you can do to manage and reduce stress and get into the relaxation state that we need to thrive include meditation and mindfulness, spending time in nature, journaling, and exercise. Dr. Terry Walls, author of The Walls Protocol. Logging enough snooze time is often easier said than done. To get the most out of sleep and weight loss and help keep your weight in check, try these simple tips. According to sleep.org, if you roll all over the place and have difficulty falling or staying asleep, try one of these things. 1. Create a bedtime routine. Do something calm and quiet to help you relax, like reading, listening to music, or taking a hot bath. Over time, you'll start to associate this routine with sleep. 2. Only use your bed for sleeping and try not to do other activities in bed, like watch TV or answer emails. That way, when your head hits the pillow, your body gets the signal that it's time to start snoozing. 3. Steer clear of screens before bed. Laptops, tablets, and phones emit blue light that can stimulate your brain and make it harder to fall asleep. Try to power down at least an hour before bedtime. And 4. Be active. Exercisers tend to sleep better than couch potatoes. Plus, regular sweat sessions will help you burn more calories and make it easier to lose weight. Does it seem like you don't have enough time to sleep for 7, 8, or 9 hours? You might find that you're able to squeeze in a full night's sleep if you make it a priority. So try setting a bedtime and sticking with it, just like you would with an important meeting or appointment. Focus on adjusting sleep, and weight loss may be more likely. Chances are, your waistline will thank you for it. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Sleep and Weight Loss by Mary Grace Taylor with DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know for me, sleep is super important. Now, I haven't done a controlled study on myself, but it seems like when I don't get enough sleep, my immune system suffers. When I don't get enough good quality sleep, I tend to get sick. And I think this is what happens to me when I go on vacation. When I go on vacation, I'm sleeping in a new bed and I've realized that my sleep gets affected. And when I come back from vacation or sometimes by the last day of vacation, I'm sick with something. But of course, it could be sleep or it could be my diet has changed or it could be I was exposed to different viruses, who knows? But what we can say from the research is that sleep definitely influences the power of our immune systems. Remember, the immune system is our body's defense. And what we're learning is getting at least 7 hours of high quality sleep, especially, is important to help keep your immune system or your body's defenses in tip-top shape. So like I said yesterday, think of sleep as a way to do a hard reboot on not only just your brain, but your body. Deep, restful sleep allows your body to recover from all of the day's stresses. It's like when you keep your computer or your phone on for way too long, and especially if you had like a really busy day or you're answering a ton of emails and multitasking and streaming, you realize that your computer or your phone starts to slow down, and one of the ways to speed it back up is to simply reboot it. That's what sleep is for the body. Every day we get tons of information that our body has to process, our brains especially, and so getting restful sleep for 7 to 9 hours is like doing a hard reboot for the brain and the body. You'll perform better when you restart the next day. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. And don't forget, I'll be right back in a moment with our usual bonus episode. So I'll see you in just a second where your optimal life awaits.